Okay, Claude. Well, it's a tough one to give tonight because everybody in Kentucky and on this Standard Oil Network who was listening, I know that almost every one of them were for these Kentucky Wildcats. And, of course, it's a heartbreaking thing because a journey that Adolph Rupp talked about earlier that began back in December ended here on Heartbreak Highway tonight for the Wildcats, who now are sitting dejectedly across the floor. They came into this thing heavily favored. Maybe that's hurt them. The way these Washington newspapers played it up today is no contest. They thought Kentucky was going to walk away with it. Maybe that hurt the Wildcats more than anything else.
I think they made about 17 more free throws than we made. And I think that was the entire story of the game. We made more, five more field goals than they made. That's the fact of the case, but we didn't play very good tonight. Texas Western made a lot of mistakes against our press, and I was sure we'd catch them. But I think it will show that the shooting average tonight did not take care of us at all. In the first half, it was 33%, and I don't believe it's much better than the second half. And I've always told you on this program that shooting has taken care of us, but tonight it didn't, and I don't think we had a single boy that played up to par tonight.
Butcher, I'm sure that a lot of people will be asking you, how good is Texas Western?
Well, the way they handled the ball tonight, it's a good ball club. I put them in the same class with Michigan. I put them in the same class with Tennessee and Vanderbilt, teams like that. I think they're a good ball club. They hit tonight. They hit very well tonight. They hit the clutch baskets when they needed it. Well, we got them down there in the second half. I think we got them down to 1 point there one time, 2 points another time. But we never could get the clutch basket. And it was our shooting that hurt us tonight. We took shots. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the rebounding doesn't show that we stayed on the boards with it pretty well, in spite of the fact that they were much bigger than we were, but we just couldn't shoot with them.
Coach Rupp, did you feel that in the beginning of the game, when after 9 minutes you had only 9 points, that it was bound to break for you with such a slow start?
I told the boys at the half, I said, we can't play a miserable second half the way we played this first half. We gave them four baskets the first half that we shouldn't have given to them. And they took those two steals. I told the boys in the locker room before we came out at the beginning of the ball game that they double-teamed the boy bringing the ball down. But you can't dribble the ball down with your head down and not look around to see what's going on. And that's exactly what happened. Those are the two baskets that really hurt us there early in the ball game. Then we gave another one by throwing the ball away, and they took it and threw it in, and they got them a six-point lead. And we never were able to get the momentum going after that. We started pressing a little bit then, and I think that's the story.
Well, we'll be back here at College Park talking with Coach Rupp in just 1 minute. For the basketball season is over. Coach Rupp, what are the plans now?
Well, it's been a long year. It's been a good year. It's been a better year than any of us ever dreamed it would be. Now then, of course, we've got to go out. We had a miserable recruiting year last year, one of the worst we've ever had. And we've got to go out and find us some boys with size. This little bunch of kids got along an awful long way. But it proved what I said all year long, that when you get in there with those big guys that can dunk that thing, you're going to get in trouble. And that hurt us tonight badly here. This team was very quick. They're very fast. And although we did have five more field goals, they stepped up that free throw line. They just got all the breaks in that way. So I guess we'll just have to start a new swing somewhere along the way, and that's the way it's going to be.
Well, Coach Rupp, thank you very much for the visit, not only tonight but all season. We've certainly enjoyed being with you. It's been wonderful. We've enjoyed it, and we'll look forward to another year.
Well, Claude, thank you, and thanks to our sponsors that have made this program possible. And I'll come up there and help you broadcast one of the Reds. It's called game someday.
Need it.
He'll be a new high.
All right, Claude. Thank you. Thank you, Coach, and we'll hold you to that promise. Here is courtside at College Park, Maryland. The Baron Rupp has bowed out for another basketball season with a record of 27-2. Finished second in the NCAA, but for the first time in five tries, has lost the championship game. We'll be...